This item is an Australian-made cathode ray oscilloscope, dating from around 1950. It has a very small display screen, a little over 5 centimeters in diameter. It has two amplifiers, one vertical and one horizontal, and adjustable focus and intensity controls, the electron beam. Horizontal and vertical shift controls vary the voltages on the deflection plate to shift the display on the screen. This oscilloscope has a bandwidth of 30 cycles per second to 12 kilocycles per second. The cathode ray tube contains a cathode which is heated and emits electrons. These electrons are accelerated and focused into a narrow beam which passes through two pairs of parallel plates, one horizontal and one vertical. The beam is then directed onto the phosphor screen at the end of the tube where a glowing dot is formed. The dot can be moved up or down the screen by applying a voltage to the horizontal plates. When the electron beam is repetitively swept from side to side by a sawtooth time-based voltage, the dot traces out a graph of the voltage as a function of time. This model has been constructed completely from vacuum tube technology and predates the use of printed circuit boards. Instead, all the connections are made through soldered wires, which was typical of its time. The controls of this oscilloscope do not have any calibrated scales. This means that the user can only observe qualitative information about the waveform unless it is calibrated using an external oscillator. This item was made by Amalgamated Wireless Australia, a company which began in 1901 as a wireless agent for Telefunken, a German radio apparatus company. In 1913, following a patent enforcement lawsuit, they formed a new company, Amalgamated Wireless Australia Ltd, with exclusive rights throughout Australasia to patents, present and future, of both Marconi and Telefunken. Throughout the 20th century, Amalgamated Wireless Australia was Australia's largest electronic organisation. They developed, manufactured and distributed valves, radios, telecommunications, televisions, audio equipment and broadcasting services.